Nehemiah chapter 6. So, being lazy is not divine. In Nehemiah chapter 6 or 16, actually, this is a story where God was about to do a work. Then the work he was about to do was that he was going to rebuild certain walls that were broken. So he finds a people with Nehemiah spearheading the people, just so that the walls of the temple was going to be raised. So in Nehemiah chapter 16, he says, so the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by whom? Look at what the people are saying. The people are saying that there are walls to be rebuilt, temple to be rebuilt. And when they saw that it was finally done, the people who were not of them were disheartened in their hearts. And they said that the works that they had seen, they were sure that it was not done by God. It was not by God. So they are directly not attributing works to the natural man. Now it's easy to say, oh yeah, they are the ones that put out the whole thing. Right? But here's the thing, they were not attributing the works of the rebuilding of the temple to the people. They said that they are gods. They are gods. I mean, the God of Israel is the one that has done this work. But was God mixing mortar and cement? No, he wasn't. This works was done by our God. The works was done by our God. The rebuilding that the people did in their own strength, the Lord working through them, was done by God. So you see, God is a God that works. Right from Genesis 1, ratio. That's 26 in the rest of from the works of his creation. Then he's continued working after. I'm sure when Adam and Eve, yes, there was already a propitiation in the person of Christ before the foundation of the world. I'm sure this just came out. It's not taking very much. I'm sure when he saw that Adam and Eve left the path, this is about giving you wet because then he has to come in the form of Christ to do another saving, to save man with their sins again. Like I said, it's just what he wants to do. So don't call me and say, Pastor, what's that? So, in Nehemiah 6:16, the people see God working, God toiling, and they attributed their toil to God. It means that he's energetic. If I see you sitting in the sun, I tell you, so don't miss it. I told you the team already.
Yes, okay. You jump down, tell you someone.
Okay. So, he's an energetic God. He's life-giving. He's productive. So, he's worked in creation. He worked on behalf of his people in the Old Testament. He's worked in the New Testament. And he continues his work even in this present day. Let's see the New Testament. Gone to the law, seen the prophets, you've seen Psalms. That's like a sign of what he has. He's working. Have you seen that he's working?
It's working. It's
working. He hasn't changed. He's the same today.
Yesterday.
Forever. He hasn't changed.
He hasn't changed.
Neither has he retired. So, there were many times Jesus made references even to the works of his Father that he does. Let's see that in John chapter 5. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Verses 17. But I'll read from verse 16 and 17. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered, my Father has been working until now. And I have been working. My Father is working. I'm also working. So when I sleep, I am sleeping. I'm not working. No, I'm not saying I'm just. So, Jesus said that. They wanted to kill him. And he said, oh, we need to go with my father's name. I'm looking. And so I'm looking. Father's been working. I have been working. John 14, verse 10. John 14, verse 10. We read the NLT version. But we still stick to KMT. John 14, verse 10. I just wanted to see something. John 14, verse 10. I'll read first the New King James and then I'll read the NLT. Do not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me, that's the works. Because I'm going to talk about the working of miracles and the deeds of God. But he's saying that this way, my Father is the one that is doing. Their ongoing works. In the NLT, it says, don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, the works I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. So when you find out that you are sleeping, she must begin to become a moving angel.
Yes.
Listen to me, don't be afraid of work.
Yes, prophet, what I said.
And listen. You know, there's some people when you call out for work, you'll be standing here like me. You feel like me.
If there's no one
if there's somebody that watches and goes, hey, come back. Then there's somebody, they're gone. So don't be afraid of work. Some of you must go home. Do you like to cook? Something shocking. So it's like maybe naturally your natural self will never clean the kitchen. But from today, go to the and buy stainless steel. And do you know how to shock your mother? Wake up early in the morning, around 5:30. Then you start. You just go out, fetch water, put the soap. It's like first you sweep, so just get the broom, you do it quickly. You sweep, you get the plates, then you mop. Then maybe you leave some water dripping in the kitchen. You leave it dripping. Don't rock the sink, just make so that you know that you are awake. You sprinkle the stainless steel, you clean the place, make sure everything is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some holes in your house they've not used for like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
You move. But don't break the bed. So you move on and you start to clean. You start to do this, you start to clean, you start to clean, you clean the thing, put it back to clear. So by the time to be moving, it's the middle, the mother comes out. Some of your mothers, they will collapse. They are doing something. If I see something fall out, that's why I didn't really have something.
So we like it.
You like it?
I like it.
So I was thinking something fell out. Oh, I picked it. So, you see, there's a need for that. So God is having an ongoing work. That's why even with yourself, you're working on God, even you're somebody that's also lazy, you can't work on God. Because sometimes you don't pray once and you have to pray again. And you have to pray. Even Jesus prayed more than once to see the blind man's eyes open fully. So it's a work, it's a working of miracle. It's something that you put to work, something that you do. It doesn't just happen because you want a miracle, you put it to work. Work the faith of God in the mirror. So Jesus is still working. God is still working. Let's see something in Acts chapter 2. Is in Workers' Congress. We could have several other conversations for Workers' Congress, but I believe this is going to set our tone for several others. Are you getting blessed?
Yes, Pastor. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. You are more blessed. Acts chapter 2. Now, the coming of the Holy Spirit, right? The center of the world.
I just came back blessed.
Verse 11. Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our people. The wonderful, magnificent voice of God. He's doing this. He's speaking. It was actually tongues and interpretation. Those of you who are talking tongues, tongues and interpretation. Wonderful words. Means that you all see that God is doing something. I'm telling you, He's doing something. So if you're a Christian who does not like to be doing, you like to be doing. You're missing out on a very key attribute of the God that you say you serve. Acts 15 as well. See what happens in Acts 15 as well. Acts 15 as well. Then all the multitude kept silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul, declaring how many miracles and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles. So, when you go and then you preach, it's God's weapon. He's working through you in the preaching of His word. So, what actually was said of Paul and Barnabas? The people were so astounded that God had worked through them. They saw the works of God. They saw the mighty works of God. The miraculous works of God. The doings of God. The labor of God. The toil of God. To bring something to happen. They saw that in the people. So never be afraid of going to class and sitting for longer hours.
Yes, it's faster.
Yes, faster.
Don't listen to that. It's too much. My brain can only absorb just 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, I'm tired. I can't think.
Wow.
Yeah. As for me, Pastor, I really need to talk to you. What is wrong? So you see the last time you taught us how to play it? You taught us how to play it. You are engaging us in our penance. So I think that my attention span is just so. Because that's what church is not. It's not a big thing to worry about. It's just at least 40 minutes.
I mean, we understand what you're saying. It's not the works of God.
How do you feel like you understand what you're saying? It's not the works of God. Pastor, you are talking about the works. So, Pastor, can't you summarize in 45 minutes?
Wow.
We'll pray a 5-minute prayer. And then we're going to be out of here. And you'll be shocked because what people say. It says, what moment of the Lord was you don't need so much. Just cost 5 minutes. You know, I love what you're saying. I think it's really good. So, 30 minutes. So, my congregation, yes, 30 minutes. And you see that someone is in the congregation, should be like, actually, you close after 40 minutes. You preach for 40 minutes. But you told us that you're going to close 30 minutes.
Wow.
So we are But just
reminding you
that you are past your preaching time. It's a lazy kind of thing. Let me tell you something. You know, we can have multiple things running at the time.
Yes,
sir. It is very easy to handle multiple things. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And be effective in all of them. Just want to
yes,
be effective in all of them. Did we see the manifold works? Manifold works? We saw the manifold works of God. The many shaped sides that God's works are. See those here. There were over 12,000 species of this animal alone. And you're just wondering. Why? Can't you just create one animal and just see here? And you're telling us that there are about 500 species of this class of animals. The manifold works of God. You know, this creation was not just something that you're like, I believe strongly. Even though he spoke things to their working. He puts things in the way they want to do. Now, if he spoke them, it means he had a very strong mental picture of what he had in his mind. So, if his speaking was a picture of what he wanted. Now, imagine the Lord having a mental picture of the globe, which he calls the earth, which we see as the earth. Now, there are other planets that are different from this globe that we have. Do you know what this earth can fit into the sun a million times a day? The manifold works of God. There's heaven. There are different beings. The manifold works of God. But you tell me to go to a circle and come. You're already tired. Where to buy your food? Okay. It's okay. Shouldn't be so easy.
Yes, sir.
So in Acts 19, verse 11, I told you that you are working on your heart and your mind. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, God worked. He worked. He produced. Unusual miracles by the hands of God. It is what Paul was. He laid hands. And what transpired, what happened then in that time was God working. So, it actually seems that God never seems to end. Do you see that? He never seems to end. There's a continuous ongoing work that he does as believers allow the Holy Ghost to work in and through them. There's an ongoing work. There's an ongoing work. And what you really want, you're able to work for. What you really want, you're able to work for. So he's continually working in us. He's working through us. And he works for us.
Wow.
He works for us. So when you find yourself becoming lazy, tired, active, it's like you are inactive. You are passive. They give you things to do. They give you tunnels, you can't do it. Go here, you can't go. Work on paper, you can't work. Write appraisal or whatever they call it, you can't write. Okay, go to school, you don't work, you don't go to school.
Yes, sir.
So there are words. What am I taking time to show you this? So you know that if you came forth from him, it's nature. Are you listening?
Yes,
so it means you are a workaholic.
I'm a workaholic. Yes, please, Pastor.
You're a workaholic. You can work. You can work. Very hard. You can see long hours working. You know, when I'm actually seeing you, it's indirectly seeing you from poverty. But I'm not talking about it like that.
That's what I said.
Yes. So you can win.
Wait.
Lillian, you can win. Whatever work in school, your job, whatever work, you can work. And that means you can work. Because God is a working God. He's a working God. So you will be a worker. In the supernatural. The church. This is the church. Are you on the church?
So what means you're on the computer?
And then everywhere goes silent. Wake up where I have a computer. But you didn't go for all night. You didn't go anywhere. Even if you went, that's not an excuse. We all have to be there to see where you come from. And not to sleep.
Thomas,
with your presentation, you will not do it. You are up and about. So become a worker.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you.
Are you working on your presentation? God. I'm hoping that when I come to your workplace, they will tell me that God, this church member is such a fool.
That's
it. You see, I've been happy. Is that your pastor? And you say, yes. And like this guy, I was here. He was like, "Oh, church member, he asked me." So, please. What I'm telling you, I'm not saying something to you that I'm not done. When I started working, about 3 months, they took a picture of me. When I was hours, I was hours, and put it on the page. And he was saying that if everybody can be like this, everybody can be like this. We are with him.
It's not ahead.
You will be sure. Does it will be with him. Sometimes you think your employees don't know. They know very well what sort of an individual or person you are. They know very well. They are just waiting to have God himself kicking out of the place. And if they are very strong, they'll just sell you aside. So you are going to work. You are going to work. because your God is a God that works. That's all I'm trying to paint in your mind, right? That He's a God that works. Let's see something. Paul prays our assembly in the epistles, Ephesians chapter 1. This is that we are seeing major portions of the Bible.
Yes, Pastor.
We've seen the law.
Yes, Pastor.
We've seen the prophets.
Yes, Pastor.
We've seen the, what you call it, the Psalms.
Yes, Pastor.
Then we've seen just a little of the Gospels.
Yes, Pastor.
Then we are moving into the Epistles.
Yes, Pastor.
All of them making us see how the Bible works.
Yes, Pastor.
So is work very foreign to the Bible?
No, Pastor.
Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe? According to the working. Continues, right? According to the working. Of His mighty power. According to the working of His mighty power. So God is working. His power is working. And you know something? His word is working.
Word.
That's why you see the word works.
Word works.
This active, alive, it's doing, it's quick, it's powerful. It puts to effect, it's going to produce something. It gives you a task, it will perform to the task it's given. The word works.
Word works.
So when the word of God is working, you. Who is not the word of God? The word works. It's living.
People
say it's living. It's active. It's powerful. It's quick. It means it can perform. So when you are not performing, you're not doing, is a problem. You're not seeing God rightly. And you are not having His attributes. You're not having His attributes. In Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 8. For he who worked effectively in Peter. He's working effectively in Peter. He's working. He's working. He's working. You see, Jesus moving from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria. So the utmost part of the earth is God working.
God working.
So when you come, get up and go somewhere, there's a problem. Don't you think there's a problem?
There's a problem.
A very big problem. You can't do anything. That's when you are just there. I'll come to the people who are working. Some of you should be joining workers. Working. We'll come to that the later part. And there's a work to be done. So the Lord working in Peter. The Lord working in Peter. When you work effectively in Peter for the apostleship, the circumstances also work effectively in me towards the Gentiles. This is actually important. He's working in Peter, he's working in Paul. Do you know God has a lot of work to do? Do you know that if he starts to work, he starts to work, he starts to work, he starts to work, how many people is God working through?
Four.
He's working with 4 people per time. All over the world, do you know how many people is working with? He has work to do, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is gone. You see, when you are sleeping, Somebody is praying and saying, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my application, in the name of Jesus, my words, in the name of Jesus, in the, but you are sleeping. It's working. When the person is going to sleep, they're waking up and saying, the right starts to work again. It starts to work again. Do you know that if we left this place right now, we all left and another people came inside, it starts to work. Wow. You see that the last meeting we had, the people packed out and we came inside. He was working, he's working again.
Wow.
If another people come, he's working again. Several thousands of people are working, he's working. So he has a lot of work on his hands. Some churches will have 40 days all night prayer, 29 days all night prayer, 100 days all night prayer. And all of this, he's working everywhere. Everywhere is working. It means that what we see, you're always working. It means there's something that is of God in you. It's of God. There's something of God that is in you. And it's true. When we see him fainting and tired, I showed you, he neither sleeps or slumbers, neither does he faint. He does not faint. He does not do it. He's working continually. So laziness is not a good thing. What did I tell you that I didn't remember what I told you about being an asset to me? If you're really being an asset to me, that's been up and doing. When I see that there's somebody that's not up and doing, honestly, you can't say that wrong. You see me like that, I like people who are up and doing and get things done. I don't like lazy people. Honestly. If there's time to sleep, just sleep. It's time to sleep. Everybody just sleep. You don't ask everything. Where? You don't ask. But that was lazy. You don't ask anything. But that was lazy. Pressing your phone, doing, watching TikTok and all. I get that. Why are you treating another man to work like that? Everywhere you're working, you treat it like that. So why are you treating another man to work like that? So he's a working God. He's a working God. Someone is praying. Someone is fasting. Someone is staying. You will not be lazy again.
Amen.
It's like you will start to detest laziness.
Amen.
See, let me tell you something. Don't see lazy people and envy them. Do you understand? You should be moved when you see someone working. Now, I'm just drawing to the concept of work. We'll talk about another type of work. Now, we just assume it, then we live here like that. That's how we like that. Like what I'm teaching you. It's that when I finish teaching you that, and I see you not do that, it means you're not serious. Yes, it means you're not serious. It means you're not serious. You see me working. Because ministry is work. Things just grow. Is that what you think? That things just grow. That. So
to this work on our hands. There's work on our hands. Take your seats. Philippians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Be confident of this very good thing, that he who has begun a good work will what? He will complete it. Doesn't mean he's still working to complete the work you have. You must not always see. It's not true like that. You must rest. You must not always see. There's a difference between rest and sleep. There's a vast difference. You can have 4 hours of rest and you are fine. Then you can have 13 or 14 hours of sleep. It's not rest. Rest is achieved when your body receives whatever it is to continue in the next day. The moment it becomes excess, you are sleeping too much. Even though sleep is an activity of rest. But you know sometimes you can rest and you are not sleeping. It means you are just devoid of anything active. And that's actually rest. So you must always sleep. It's always sleep. You go back to your room, you sleep. When you sleep, you wake up, you watch TV, you sleep again. But you, what's wrong with you? You must be ready for when. Ministry is what?
Yeah.
When you look at that, that text is work. Am I helping somebody?
Oh, yes.
Shake off some laziness. Shake off sluggishness. Slothfulness. Inactivity. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. Verse 21. Now may the God of our peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Working in you what is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, who will be glory forever and ever. He's working in you. He's working in you.
He's working in me.
He's working. He's
working in me.
What? She's working. When you go back to campus, the work there is a work. Don't get tired. When you feel like you are tired, rest. Don't see what you call it. Anyhow, like I said, there could be sleep and rest, but it's not always where you have rest that there is sleep. Sometimes you can rest, but you have not slept. Take your seat. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Word. Acts, verses 1 and 2, verse 13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when we receive the word of God which you heard from us, you welcome it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively does what? Works in you to believe. So even God, his word, is what?
Working.
Is working. Is working. We who are of him will not have to be different. Do you understand? We who are of him would not have to be what?
Different.
Would you want to be different from your God? In fact, many of the times you get to see that, even from Genesis, you find people say that it was because man had to go his way in sin against God. And that is why we are working hard today. But if you pay attention to details, that's not exactly it. No, that cannot be it. Because when God created, gave him an instruction to dress and to keep So it means that Adam, even before the fall, had a responsibility of dressing and keeping as well. He had to make sure everything was in order. So it's not maybe when after the fall you find out, is it that? That's when Adam was on the farm. Well, so hard he was doing like this. Yes. No, he had already a responsibility. He had a work to do in dressing and keeping the garden. He had work to do. Do you understand?
Yes, about
he had work to do. See, Genesis 2, verse 15. He had what to do. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep. So much for me, different translations. Let me just assign you to just set up on your phone and listen to this. So different translations of that verse. I'll let you read it out. To tend and to keep. So let's have what version do you have? And the words. Let me go see AMP. The other some of the ESV. So read the translation and you start with the
NLT.
Yes, sir. NLT. Okay, just read.
So the NLT. Genesis 2:15.
Okay.
The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden.
The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden.
To
tend and what?
Watch over it.
Watch over it.
Over it.
That's it. Okay. To tend and what?
Watch over.
Watch over it. What's
the next translation?
And the
NIV.
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
Do you see that?
Yes. To work it. To work it.
Break it.
See? And Jesus was enter at a point when he said,
yes.
But that cool of the day does not mean he was relaxed, enjoying, drinking. You know, he has some fresh cattle, you know, he just needs
wow.
So there was responsibility. Right?
Wow.
To do what? To what?
Okay, we also have the AMP.
AMP.
So the Lord God took the man. Great. He made them. He took the man he made and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and keep it.
To cultivate. He uses the same activity of the farm. It's fine. I think the Jews is fine. To cultivate. To cultivate. Cultivate. See what we do. It's quite erroneous to think that maybe the activity of work was only in Jews. Be very safe. Right? So, there is work to do.
Work to do.
Do you understand?
There's
what?
Work to do.
There's what?
Work to do.
Don't be a lazy bone. Lazy bone. Lazy bone. That's a pretty strange. You just need to do it.